T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. We have learned some more about the stabbings last night in Morningside Park near Columbia University.
Students on campus here are stunned after a Columbia grad was killed nearby in a stabbing spree.
Yeah, it's awful.
Maxwell Gonzalez, a junior here, is still trying to make sense of it all.
I'm just in shock that you're just in danger, technically, when you're not really aware of what's going on.
The university identified the student as David Giri from Manhattan, a student at the School of Engineering and Applied Science. Another man, a 27-year-old tourist, was stabbed 15 minutes later at around 11:15 Thursday night on the other end of the park near West 116th Street. He's expected to survive. Cops say they arrested the 25-year-old suspect in Central Park, who they say is a known gang member, and was out on parole for a 2013 gang assault. Columbia University President Lee Bollinger says that they are unspeakably sad and deeply shocked. Darius Radzi is 1010 Winds at Columbia University.
This incident brings to mind the stabbing death of Barnard freshman Tessa Majors in Morningside Park. 1 week from tomorrow, it'll be 2 years since her killing. Earlier this fall, a young man was sentenced to 9 years to life in prison for her murder. An accomplice was charged as a juvenile and pled guilty to a lesser charge, and he was sentenced to 18 months detention. A third suspect is awaiting trial. The New York City Department of Transportation has taken down a poster from a bus stop in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. It contained vaccine disinformation and was made to look like familiar ads about getting vaccinated. The DOT figures someone may have pried open the glass casing and inserted the poster. The bus stop advertising vendor is J.C. Deco. It says such an ad was not approved and denies installing it. A firefighter in training died today after becoming ill during a training exercise on Randall's Island.
Probationary firefighter Vincent Malveaux had just celebrated his 31st birthday. Sadly, he died early this morning at Harlem Hospital, his parents by his side. Commissioner Daniel Nigro calling it a medical episode during a training exercise on Randall's Island.
He started to feel sick. He passed out, lost consciousness.
Nigro says he never regained consciousness. The Brooklyn resident had served as an EMT before entering the fire academy, where the commissioner says he had a bright career ahead of him.
He was doing fabulously at the academy, was extremely fit. His marks were good. He was enjoying what he was doing.
The medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds at Harlem Hospital.
A police department in Westchester is facing a civil rights investigation.
U.S. Attorney Damian Walker has the Mount Vernon Police Department under scrutiny.
The investigation we are announcing today will assess whether the Mount Vernon Police Department engages in discriminatory conduct, singling out black residents for mistreatment.
They've launched a civil rights probe following complaints from residents, whistleblower tapes, and a call by the Westchester DA. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark says there are questions about whether certain searches were legal,
including strip searches, visual body cavity searches, and manual body cavity searches.
Investigators have asked for police documents and video from body-worn cameras. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The Fearless Girl statue has been an icon of New York City since being placed in Bowling Green Park opposite the Charging Bull ahead of International Women's Day in 2017. With its defiant stance, Fearless Girl is seen by many as a symbol of female empowerment. It was later moved to a temporary location in front of the New York Stock Exchange on Broad Street, and now there's a push to keep it in the city permanently. Kristen Visbal is the artist behind Fearless Girl and a big part of that push. She joined our Bridget Quinn live today on 1010 Winds Newsline.
At this point, we just want Fearless Girl not to be removed, for her permitting to be extended what's under review right now by the financial is a 3-year temporary permit. I would like to see Fearless Girl be rated as a permanent work, become part of the permanent New York City arts collection.
The city's Landmarks Preservation Commission will hold a public hearing on whether to extend the permit on December 14th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.